Hoping everybody is doing well. One of the questions people ask about Shavuos, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, is how is it that we're mekabel the Torah each and every year? Kabbalah the Torah happened at Har Sinai, and we have the Torah since then. What's the idea that we're mekabel it each year? Now, of course, one concept is that it's with the Hizchadshus, that there's a renewal of the Kabbalah HaTorah each and every year in an excited way, in a simchadik way, a meaningful way. And of course, there's a lot of merit to that idea. I'd like to suggest something a little bit different, that perhaps the word to be mekabel Torah does not really mean to receive it, but it more so means to really take it in, to absorb it and to integrate it. For example, there's the halacha that if you have liquid that stays in a kli for more than 24 hours, that the actual walls of the kli absorb some of the liquid, the tam of the liquid, into the walls. The idea being that one thing is to hold on to the liquid, but at a certain point, you're more than holding on to it, it actually becomes a part of you. I think Kabbalah HaTorah is that. We're seeking to have the Torah become a part of us. And the truth is that each and every year we experience that on a deeper level. The Kabbalah HaTorah this year is not a renewal of the previous Kabbalah HaTorah. It's mamish something different. Now, how is it different? It's different based on the person that we have become since last Shavuos. Person changes, grows, we all go through our ups and downs in life, but hopefully we are striving upward. And as we grow and become, Bezras Hashem, a bigger person, then our ability to hold on to the Torah, to integrate, absorb, and internalize the Torah changes. And the Torah then becomes a part of us on a deeper level. In that respect, Kabbalah HaTorah is not the same because the Torah has now penetrated us on a deeper level than it did previously, and we're mekabel the Torah be'emes in a new way. It's reaching different parts of our personality, and hopefully even on a level of more awareness, because it certainly occurs on a ruchniistic level, but we'd like for it to occur even where there's some awareness of how Torah has become more so part of our life. We're just about finishing up the period of Sfira HaOmer. The theme of Sfira HaOmer is Tikkun HaMidos. It really is a whole shiur in and of itself. But just Bederech Kitzora, as we go through the time of Sfira HaOmer and gradually look at our midos, our chesed, our kindness, our gevura, our ability to restrain, our rachamim, our ability to be compassionate, etc., then we're building our personality by refining our midos. This is one way where the Torah is able to enter the personality in a deeper way. When we open ourselves up because we have purified and been misaking our midos to a different level than previously, hopefully, now the Torah once again has a new kind of person to enter into. It says in the name of Rav Chaim Vital that there's nothing more able to hold on to the Hashra'as HaTorah and the Hashra'as HaShchina as the process of Tikkun HaMidos. It's never too late. We have even a couple days left to work on our Midos. Nesiv HaShalom brings that Chamishim Yom. You have up until the very end, up until day 50, Shavuos, to work on one's midos, it's never too late. So maybe a situation will arise where we can be a little kinder, a little more compassionate, or show a little more restraint over the next few days, be misakin our midos in that way, give thanks to Hashem, and by doing that, we can have truly a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah, internalization of Torah into a deeper level of our personality. Good Yom Tov to everybody. Shall be zocha to a Kabbalah HaTorah be'emes u'belev shalem.